Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is live coverage from ABC News. Here is ABC News correspondent Aaron Katursky.
Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort and his longtime deputy Rick Gates have been ordered to turn themselves in to federal authorities today in Washington, according to sources familiar with the special counsel investigation into Russian interference and potential collusion by members of the Trump campaign. These would represent the first indictments from special counsel Robert Mueller 5 months into his investigation, targeting Paul Manafort, the former Trump campaign chairman, and his longtime deputy. Manafort has been investigated for financial reasons, not necessarily tied to the president, but he has also been priority one for the special counsel because of his ties to President Trump's campaign and also due to his work for the then Russian-backed prime minister of Ukraine. Finances that he earned from that consulting work had been used by Manafort in various ways, and the authorities have been investigating whether all those ways have been on the up and up and whether they have been properly disclosed to U.S. authorities. ABC News legal analyst Royal Oaks is with us now this morning. And Royal, with word of the first indictments, it does show that this investigation by the special counsel has been escalating.
Well, that's true, Aaron. And of course, in a way, people could say that Paul Manafort shouldn't be too shocked. The reporting indicated that when Mueller's team raided his home, picked his lock, raided that Virginia home in July, they indicated to him that there were plans to indict him. They went through his computer files. And of course, he's been under scrutiny because of his lobbying work overseas and business transactions. The FBI has reportedly been looking at suspicious wire transfers possibly linked to Paul Manafort. But of course, we don't really know what they feel that they have on him right now. We just know that the reporting indicates that, yes, he and his associate will be indicted.
We're speaking with ABC News legal analyst Royal Oaks as we get word of the first indictments to be handed up by the special counsel, Robert Mueller, in the five-month-long investigation into Russian interference into the U.S. presidential election and possible collusion by members of the Trump campaign. We understand that Manafort has already left his home, and also his longtime deputy Rick Gates is going to be flying up to Washington to surrender from his home in Richmond, Virginia. That is all expected to unfold on what will be a dramatic day in Washington as the special counsel returns its first indictments. The grand jury had given the signal late on Friday, we were told, and we had been expecting word from the special counsel to begin the indictments 5 months into this investigation. Royal, let's just talk process for a minute. These guys surrender to federal authorities in D.C., then what?
Well, we don't know if the indictment is actually going to be unsealed. Sometimes they don't get unsealed because people involved in the prosecution don't want to interfere with the investigation. They don't want to disclose information that doesn't have to be disclosed at this early stage. But at some point, we are going to have it unsealed. Reportedly, a federal judge has ordered the charges to remain sealed at the request of Mueller. But then, of course, the big question is going to be precisely what is being alleged here. Of course, the president is potentially vulnerable in a couple of areas. Did he collude with Russians to influence the election? Was he personally involved? Did he know what his staff was doing? And secondly, did he try to interfere with the investigation into the Russia meddling before taking office after firing James Comey? What about the firing of James Comey? These are all the potential issues that are hovering over the presidency. But at this point, we don't know anything about a connection or a nexus between allegations against Rick Gates, against Paul Manafort, and any potential implication that might involve the president. We simply have to wait. We do know that Mueller has been using what is some people have called a scorched earth strategy, designed to intimidate witnesses so that they perhaps would cooperate, cut deals, the objective allegedly being to point fingers at people higher up the food chain. This is all speculation as to the strategy. We're going to find out a little bit more about their thinking, I would think, very soon, Aaron.
ABC News legal analyst Royal Oaks with us on a day when indictments are in the offing for Paul Manafort, President Trump's former campaign chairman, along with Manafort's longtime deputy Rick Gates. Both of them, we're told, have been instructed to turn themselves in to federal authorities in Washington. Manafort has already left his home, and we have learned that Gates will be flying to Washington from Richmond to turn himself in at some point today to face charges that, at the moment, we don't know. And Royal makes the point they may not have anything to do with President Trump or the Trump campaign. Manafort has been under investigation because of his finances and the money that he made from lobbying and consulting work on behalf of foreign clients, namely Turkey and Ukraine, and whether the money was properly accounted for in the U.S., whether it was perhaps used to buy some real estate in transactions that may not have been on the up and up. So we wait to find out specifically the charges against Paul Manafort, President Trump's former campaign chairman, and his longtime deputy, Rick Gates. Manafort and Gates, though, were key figures in President Trump's victory in winning specifically the Republican nomination before others took over in the Trump campaign orbit. Manafort was a significant figure in that regard. And a little more on that from ABC News political analyst Rick Klein, who's with us now live from Washington. Rick, this is a significant development, to say the least, against a significant figure in the Trump orbit.
That's right, and it's unlikely to be the last step. The read on this, Aaron, is that this is someone very close to President Trump, ran the campaign during a critical time that involved some of the most important meetings involving family members as well. The question is, what's the next step? And does Manafort have a story to tell the prosecutors now that he's facing criminal charges? Does Donald Trump move in to issue a pardon to someone close? But this is a major moment and brings the scandal outside the realm of innuendo and just words into actual actions taken by the special counsel, actual potential criminal charges.
And Rick, it may help explain why President Trump has been tweeting so much about so many other things.
Well, I think everyone has felt the footsteps of the special counsel over the last couple of days, official Washington, the Republican response team, the president himself. They have all realized that things are happening much more quickly right now and that things have been moving toward this point. And there's been an aggressive political partisan effort to undermine the special counsel, to undermine Democrats as part of this probe. But what speaks a lot louder to my mind than any of the political machinations is what now is there at a federal courthouse. We're talking about actual criminal charges.
We're speaking with ABC News political analyst Rick Klein on a day when Paul Manafort, President Trump's former campaign chairman, and his longtime deputy Rick Gates have been ordered to turn themselves in as the first indictments are in the offing now from special counsel Robert Mueller. Rick, as you say, Manafort played a key role for then-candidate Trump, but along the way there were some potentially harmful or destructive or even criminal meetings that took place with Russian officials.
That's right, and the meetings all put Paul Manafort at the center of them. He was running the campaign during this time, right around the convention, after they were trying to consolidate support. There were changes involving the platform regarding Ukraine, even at the convention itself. And, of course, Manafort came with a whole roster of clients and business officials that had close ties to people in that region. So he was tied up with Russia long before anyone at the campaign was. So it's in some ways inevitable that this probe would implicate him. The one question to my mind is how directly it relates to campaign activity. Is this simply about his business actions before or even after his time running the campaign, or did they have a connection to his actual business activities at the campaign?
The key question, of course, as we wait to find out what charges Paul Manafort and his longtime deputy Rick Gates could potentially face after they've been instructed today to turn themselves in to federal authorities in Washington, D.C. Manafort has already left home in Washington. Our cameras were there, did not catch him leaving, but knew that he did leave the home. And we're told that Gates is going to be flying up to Washington from Richmond, Virginia, in order to turn himself in. We're speaking with ABC News political director Rick Klein. What of Rick Gates? What do we know about him, Rick?
Well, Rick Gates is more of a side player in a lot of this. He was brought into the campaign at a critical juncture as well, but he hasn't been at the center of the probe. So to me, it's intriguing that Gates is involved in this. He is a Manafort person, and I think his ties to Manafort make it, to me, more likely that you're talking about something that is specific to Manafort. But this is a little bit of a side game to me, because he hasn't been as directly implicated. He is someone that was a business partner of Paul Manafort, and I think Rick Gates' involvement suggests that this is more of a Manafort piece than anything broader, at least at this very early stage.
Paul Manafort, President Trump's former campaign chairman, and his former associate, Rick Gates, were told to surrender to federal authorities today, and they are doing so as we speak.
And you can see that picture of Paul Manafort leaving his home in Alexandria, Virginia, over at WBEN's Twitter feed and the WBEN Facebook page. So at News Radio 930 on Twitter, Paul Manafort has already left his home, will surrender to authorities. We were expecting this indictment all morning long. It came down just about 16 minutes ago that Manafort and his business associate would be surrendering to federal authorities.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.